Welcome to the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Thursday evening, July 10th, 2025, and we have a lineup of nonprofit headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So, grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Entertainment announced for the 2025 Galbani Maryland Italian Festival, presented by Jarrettsville Furniture. The Society of Italian American Businessmen announced the entertainment lineup for the 2025 Galbani Maryland Italian Festival, presented by Jarrettsville Furniture. Headliners include Blonde Ambition, a tribute to Madonna on Friday, Ray Mass's Eurorhythms on Saturday, and Rat Pack Together Again on Sunday. The festival will feature live entertainment, Italian cuisine, cultural exhibits, and a bocce tournament. Proceeds support charitable missions. The event is made possible by sponsors like Galbani Cheese and Lactalis USA. For more information, visit thesayabee.org. Baltimore Arts Realty Corp. celebrates 10 years of Motor House. Baltimore Arts Realty Corporation celebrates 10 years of Motor House with a series of fundraising events. Barco will host two community-wide rent parties to repair damage caused by a recent vehicle incident. The events aim to raise funds to support staff, programming, and kick off fundraising efforts for the venue's anniversary. Motor House, located in Baltimore Station North Arts District, serves as a vital gathering place for artists and residents. The celebration continues with Fashion Meets Art Weekend, a VIP reception, and a public event featuring various artistic expressions. Motor House has become a cultural anchor in Station North, nurturing artists and providing a space for bold expression. For more information about the anniversary events, visit the Motor House website.
Genesis Inspiration Foundation grants $50,000 to the Broward Performing Arts Foundation. The Genesis Inspiration Foundation has granted $50,000 to the Broward Performing Arts Foundation to support education and enrichment programs at the Broward Center for the Performing Arts. This generous donation, made on behalf of Genesis Motor America and Genesis Automotive Dealers in South Florida, aims to empower young people through arts education. The Broward Performing Arts Foundation raises funds to support diverse programming, arts in education initiatives, and community engagement activities at the Broward Center. The donation was celebrated with special guests at the Rose Miniasi Arts Education Center, where programs encourage artistic expression and appreciation through the performing arts for children, teens, and adults of all ages. For more information, visit browardcenter.org. Goodwill bets big on Laurel as thrift shopping surges across Maryland. Goodwill Industries of the Chesapeake is set to open its largest retail location in Laurel, Maryland, in response to the growing demand for secondhand goods. The 22,000-square-foot megastore will offer affordable shopping options and serve as a donation center, job training hub, and employment pipeline. With thrift shopping becoming mainstream, Goodwill stores have seen an 18% sales increase, reflecting a shift towards more sustainable and budget-friendly consumption. The new Laurel location will not only provide affordable items, but also job opportunities for individuals re-entering the workforce, creating a full-circle economic and social model that benefits the community.
Fox Rothschild's Charlotte office gives heartwarming contribution to children at Seven Homes Summer Camp. Fox Rothschild's Charlotte office recently donated care bags to children at Seven Homes Summer Camp, a North Carolina-based foster care agency. Each of the 32 campers received a drawstring bag filled with essential items like a towel, washcloth, flashlight, journal, colored pencils, sunscreen, bug spray, and sunglasses. This heartwarming contribution brought smiles to many faces and was part of Fox's Generation Fox initiative. focusing on youth in their charitable giving and community involvement. Q&A with Paul Flick, founder and CEO of Premium Service Brands. Paul Flick, founder and CEO of Premium Service Brands, leads a portfolio of home service franchises like 360 Degree Painting and ProLift Garage Doors. With a strong real estate market, homeowners are choosing to update their homes rather than sell. Home services franchising offers certainty and resilience in uncertain times as people prioritize investing in their homes. Multi-brand ownership through PSB helps franchisees meet consumer demand efficiently. Aspiring franchisees should be committed, have working capital, and follow established systems. Looking ahead, the home service industry is expected to continue growing due to the housing shortage and homeowners protecting their investments.
T. Rowe Price Foundation and Ignite Capital partner to support Baltimore entrepreneurs through Moonshot Initiative. The T. Rowe Price Foundation, in partnership with Ignite Capital, has announced the Baltimore-based Social Entrepreneurs Selected for Moonshot, an initiative designed to connect the T. Rowe Price community with local entrepreneurs focused on Baltimore's economic growth and social impact. The program provides each entrepreneur with a financial award, capacity-building sessions, and the opportunity to engage with T. Rowe Price associates. This initiative demonstrates T. Rowe Price's long-term support of business sustainability and community investment. Participants include founders of OVFX, Wild Bay, Lore Tush, Samos, and EBO, who are all making strides in their respective industries. T. Rowe Price, a leading global asset management firm, manages $1.62 trillion in client assets and is known for its investment excellence and retirement leadership.
Mountain One wins Silver Bell at 57th Annual PR Club Bell Ringer Awards for Storybook Program. Featuring Mo, the Spokesgoat, Mountain One has been awarded a Silver Bell Ringer Award at the 57th Annual PR Club Bell Ringer Awards for its Mo's Storybook Program. The program, aimed at promoting financial literacy and personal growth among children, features Mo, the Mountain One Spokesgoat, in the book How to Climb a Mountain. Over 2,000 copies of the book have been distributed, with positive feedback from educators and parents. Following this success, Mountain One has launched a second book in the series, Something to Save. The program was recognized for its excellence in creative planning and execution, with strategic marketing efforts to bring Mo's message to life. Mountain One extends their gratitude to Hatch the Agency, the storybook author, illustrator, and PR First for their contributions. To learn more about Mo and the storybook program, visit mountainone.com/mo-storybook.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Nonprofit Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, newsdirect.com, and blockchainwire.io. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.